In mere seconds, you will be listening to Improvisations to Go. But first, I must inform you that this podcast would not exist, could not exist, without the support of Aubrey's Restaurant. They'll make it for you to go. Also, thanks to the generous support of Dr. Craig and Debbie Jarvis and their verified hunting poodle, Curly Sue. That's right, verified hunting poodle. In New Orleans, I overdid it, which I guess is a New Orleans kind of thing to do. But nonetheless, I'm grateful for every extra bite I took, for every last note that I crammed into my brain, because here in April 2020, it's not so clear when me, or anybody else for that matter, is going to be able to go to even one live show, much less three live shows in a day. And the same could be said for train travel. Could be a while. But for future reference, let me tell you, when you aren't feeling so hot and you have to go to Memphis, don't drive, don't take the bus, don't fly, don't astral project, unless you can. Instead, take Train 58, better known as the train they call the City of New Orleans.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, three conductors, 25 sacks of mail.
I love movement. I especially love movement by rail. That low, calming frequency in the background just lulls me into complacency. And it's okay to be complacent on a train. You're not driving the thing. And if your legs cramp up, you get up and walk around. If you get hungry, they don't have to pull it over. You just walk down a couple of cars, mosey up, and get a burrito. They'll nuke it for you right there. I think of something my friend Dave told me. He used to live on a train. He told me, trains go places where cars do not. And trains also stop in places where interstates don't go, like Yazoo City. The New Orleans sister act, the Boswell Sisters, first introduced me to Yazoo City with this catchy little ditty.
Take me back to old Yazoo. Everything up here is new. I can't stand it, just must land it. Going back to old Yazoo. Everything you do, people got their eyes on you. It's compelling, yeah, me yelling, going back to old Yazoo. If you don't like beans and rice, get your rice and beans. If you don't like greens and ham.
Here's an interesting side note. The lead singer of the Boswell Sisters, Connie, was a huge influence on Ella Fitzgerald. In fact, Ella Fitzgerald really had to fight to stop from imitating Connie Boswell. Who knew? I mean, somebody knew. I Googled it.
Oh, take me back to old Yazoo. Everything up here is new. I can't stand it, just must land it. Going back to old Yazoo. Everything you do, people got their eyes on you. It's compelling, yeah, me yelling. Take me back to old Yazoo. If you don't like beans and rice, get your rice and beans. If you don't like greens and ham, get your ham and greens. Lordy, lordy, how long will I have to wait? Standing at the station gate, I'm broken hearted, gotta get started. Going back to old Yazoo. Ba-da-da-da-da-la-wa-wa, ba-da-da-da-da-doo. Yazoo, 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 la-pa-pa-pa-la-pa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Yazoo, come back to old Yazoo.
And there we were, gliding into the backside of Yazoo City, self-proclaimed gateway to the Delta. Also the home of comedian Jerry Clower.
How?
Also the home of Poseidon Adventure star Stella Stevens. By the way, the Poseidon Adventure was the greatest disaster movie ever made by humans. If you have a different opinion to that, you have a wrong opinion. I also think Sanford and Son was the best comedy of the 70s. Sanford's girlfriend, Lynn Hamilton, yep, Yazoo City. Miracle Mike Miley, quarterback for LSU that went on to play Major League Baseball. Yep, a Yazooan. And get this, the producer of Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3, Die Hard Infinity. That guy, Larry Gordon, yep, Yazooan, through and through. As far as the Yazoo Hall of Fame goes, at the very top of it, I put Robert Pettway, an obscure blues musician that wrote a song called Catfish Blues.
Well, I laid down last night. Well, I tried to take my rest. Notion struck me last night, bye-bye. Take a stroll out west. 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 What if I want a catfish, mama? I said swimming deep down in the blue sea. How little gal now, sweet mama, send out. Send out hooks for me. 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 Send out hooks. To the church house, yes. Well, I called on me to pray. Fell on my knee now, mama didn't know that. Naughty word you say, naughty word you say, naughty word you, naughty word you, naughty word to say, naughty word to say.
Catfish Blues may be a little bit obscure, but it was good enough for Muddy Waters to borrow and then rename Rolling Stone. And well, you know who borrowed that name. Not bad for a city of less than 10,000 people. Yazoo City, the creator of the Rolling Stones. You know, somebody can make the claim, and I'm going to make it right now. If Robert Pettway had not written Catfish Blues, Muddy Waters would have not written Rolling Stone, and the Rolling Stones would not have been called the Rolling Stones. They would have been called, I don't know, the Slouching Hyenas or Eddie's Boys. I don't know what they would have been called, but they would not have been called the Rolling Stones, all because of what happened in Yazoo City. And just think about all the other Yazoo cities, and I did. As the train rolled through the Delta, I kept thinking about all these blues musicians that came from this one tiny area of Earth. For example, just in the H's, John Lee Hooker, Son House, Howlin' Wolf. Okay, is that enough for you? Well, what about the M's? Mississippi Fred McDowell, Mississippi John Hurt, Mississippi Matilda, Muddy Waters. All these folks came from the Delta. And if you're wondering how it ties into jazz, let me put it this way. Jazz music is not blues, but jazz music contains the blues and blues phrasing and the blues feel. And that's why Dixieland music, Al Hurt, Pete Fountain, those great folks, that's why they don't sound like Louis Armstrong, because they don't really have the blues in there. That's fine, they made up for it with really, really snazzy outfits. Everybody won, I guess. When you leave Yazoo City, your cell phone coverage goes with you. Which reminds me, when I took the train to New Orleans, there was a point about an hour south of Memphis when I asked the porter, "Hey, how do you connect to the internet?" He replied, "No internet." And then he walked off. Okay, fair enough. I'll max out my cell phone data watching Game of Thrones or Die Hard Infinity. I love watching that one over and over and over. Or maybe Curb Your Enthusiasm, and before I could decide, the cell phone coverage was gone, as was any sign of humanity outside the window. It was the Delta, man. It was beautiful and empty and full. I don't know how else to describe it. I noticed a lot of my fellow passengers were discovering the same thing. I could see a little bit of panic ensuing. Every single one of us had our faces just pointed directly at our digital devices since Memphis, not looking outside, not looking at each other, not looking at the Delta float by. But without that connection, we were forced to connect to each other. We went to the dining car, had real lengthy conversations. People that probably rarely talk to each other in real life are suddenly thoroughly enjoying each other's company. You know, when we're off the internet, no longer being forced into this pigeonhole or being placed in that demographic, when we're face to face, it's clear. Most of us really want to get along. I know we got a long way to go as a society. Maybe we'll never get there, but I do think we'll all be just a little better off talking on trains over tea and coffee than trying to get along on the internet. In the dining car, I shared a table with a woman who said this was her very first train ride. I asked her how that came about.
My first train ride came about because about 3.5 weeks ago, we found out I have stage 1 breast cancer. And that's real hard to deal with. And I just needed some time that I could put my head in order, put my thoughts in order, quit wigging the hell out, and be ready to go home and kick ass and take names and get over this and move on with my life. And that's why I'm here.
Her name was Shiloh. She told me she was named by hippies, and I believe her. She told me about her life, about riding motorcycles, and about her husband who really supported her in this train trip, and we had a lot of fun. She told great stories. One of the things she mentioned was that she liked riding the train because everybody else was taking care of everything. You just sort of sat there and enjoyed life, and she didn't have to look up, when do we get to Yazoo City? What time do we leave Jackson? You don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
But I don't want to go in and, you know, pull up every stop that we're going to make and what time we're supposed to be there. I don't want to know. I know I'm on this train for 16 and a half hours. And that's all I want to know. When we stop, we stop. And, you know, you meet so many different people. I do love to travel because I say, as long as I don't have to interact with the people, I'm lying through my teeth, as you can tell, as much as I talk.
Shiloh had been on the train overnight. She told me it was easy for her to sleep because the gentle rocking back and forth of the train reminded her of her grandmother cradling her in her arms. I love that image, and when I thought about it, I fell asleep on the train. Go figure. I was in a deep, deep sleep, and then the porter woke me up and said, "Hey, we're 10 minutes from Memphis." I couldn't believe it. I thought I'd just fallen asleep a few minutes ago, but I'd been asleep for hours. I love it when that kind of deep sleep just makes itself a gift to you. I started getting really excited. Number one, because I love Memphis. It's really popping right now. Lots going on. It's easy to have a great time. You don't have to try very hard. It kind of does it for you. But also, I love arriving at a train station at night. There's something rather exotic about it. In the case of Memphis, there's something really confusing about it because you have to exit through a hotel lobby. I don't know why, but you have to. And when I did, I ended up in somebody's wedding pictures. So that was a bonus. And as I walked out on the street, I took a glance at all my travel companions, people I got to know because there was no internet. And I thought, wow, you know, it's kind of easy to connect to people when you're open for it. And sometimes I'll admit, I find it kind of impossible when I'm not. But the train certainly helped me there. And with that, I knew I was ready for Memphis, Tennessee.
Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we are now leaving Yazoo City. Our next scheduled stop will be that of Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi in approximately 53 minutes.
The following musicians played music on this episode: Dave Nichols, Doug Meach, Hunter Deacon, Daniel Kimbrough, Bob Deck, David Dayoub. I played a little guitar, not as good as Bob Deck played it, but I did play some. We recorded this at Arbor Studio and Top Hat Recording, both located in South Knoxville. You probably know this already. Additional music by Robert Pettway, the Boswell Sisters, Arlo Guthrie, and Eddie's Boys.
Improvisations to Go exists because of the generosity of Dr. Craig and Debbie Jarvis, not to mention Curly Sue, the only confirmed hunting poodle in East Tennessee. Thanks for the beautiful support of Aubrey's, Sunspot, Drink, and Bistro by the Tracks. Improvisations to Go is a production of WUOT.
All day on this train, with nothing to explain, movement is a pill, makes me feel what I feel, no one to be, nothing to do. Next stop, Yazoo. Indians once lived here, but now they've disappeared. The French have come and gone. They destroyed Jerry's lawn. Everybody, everywhere, just passing through. Next stop, Yazoo. Next stop, Yazoo. Wake me up if you care to. I've been asleep all my life. Sometimes day feels like night, but I'm here. You're here too. Next stop, Yazoo. Time to get off, Daniel.